Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall23, back in another video. This is another video on misunderstood, misused, twisted, and misinterpreted scriptures. Today I'm going to be talking about Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, which says simply, "Judge not that ye be not judged." Now this verse is used by a lot of liberal Christians and those who basically can't take any criticism to fight against the concept of criticism or judging other people for the things that they do. A person is living in sin, and a Christian goes to rebuke them, a common reply, both from Christians and from non-Christians who try and, like, use your religion against you, is judge not, or don't judge me, or only God can judge me, or something like that. They think that the Bible is telling us not to criticize anybody because it's God's job to decide the fate of man and to judge people. But this is not what it's saying at all. This verse is taken out of context. To understand what Jesus is talking about here, you need to keep reading. Matthew chapter 7, verse 2 says, "For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." A mote is a tiny speck or a tiny particle. Okay, a beam, on the contrary, is like a beam of wood or a beam of steel or whatever material. Jesus is telling us here not to judge hypocritically. He's not saying don't judge at all. If you're full of hate or greed and wickedness and evil, don't go around judging people who commit minor sins. Jesus said first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. So is he telling you not to cast out the mote? Is he telling you not to judge? No, he's telling you not to judge our brothers so that we're not judged ourselves for our own sins. Okay, and a similar story is found in the forgiveness of the adulterous woman in John chapter 8, where Jesus said to the Pharisees, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." Because the Pharisees are full of wickedness, okay? To see that, you go to Matthew chapter 23 and see Jesus' rebuke of the Pharisees. Okay, they themselves are trying to put this woman to death when they themselves deserve the same punishment for the things that they have committed, for the sins that they've committed. Jesus also said as well in John 7:24, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Again, we're called to judge righteously, to do so according to scriptures, to do so according to how the Bible tells us to rebuke. Okay, the Bible isn't against criticism. It's not against judging whatsoever. In fact, it commands elsewhere in multiple places that we rebuke wicked people. It says in 1 Timothy 5:20, "Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear." 2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Luke chapter 17, verse 3-4 says, "Take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10 says, "Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die." So it's biblical to show rebuke to those who are in error, or to judge those who are wicked. Okay, just make sure to focus on your own problems first, your own sins. Once you've cast out the beam out of your own eye, then you can go to your brothers with the smaller matter, and you can rebuke them sharply, as the Bible says, okay, that we may see the error of their ways, or that they may see the error of their ways through our rebuke and through our judging, and turn towards righteousness. So that's the purpose of rebuke. That's the purpose of judging. It doesn't say don't judge whatsoever. You have to read it in context. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.